Chapter 3, The Great Brain Saves the Day. With the end of the silent treatment, I could look forward to 3 big events. School was over for the year. Tom and Sven had promised to teach me how to swim. And I was going to make my dog Brownie with a dog named Lady. Brownie was the only dog we had ever owned who wasn't a mongrel. He was a purebred Alaskan. A rancher who was a friend of Papa's had given me the pup on my 5th birthday. I guess because Brownie was a thoroughbred, it made him different. He didn't run and play with other dogs, but he would fight them if they wanted to fight. He was such a good fighter that it wasn't long until every dog in town was afraid of him. If any dog came near him, Brownie would show his teeth and begin to growl and chase them away. Every kid in town who owned a female dog wanted to mate it with Brownie. But my dog wanted nothing to do with them. It sure looked as if Brownie would never be a father. Until the Jensen brothers got a sheepdog named Lady from their uncle. Lady was the first dog that Brownie didn't chase away when she came near him. To my surprise, he even ran and played with her. I knew Tom had this on his mind when he approached me with a proposition. We were sitting on our back porch steps, just sort of lazily enjoying the beginning of the summer vacation. J.D., Tom said, let me arrange to mate Brownie with Lady, and I'll see to it you get the pick of the litter of pups. I don't need you to arrange it, I said, thinking he was going to charge me for it. As the owner of the male dog, I get the pick of the litter anyway. You will probably pick the worst pup in the litter, he said. He had me there. All puppies looked alike to me.
How much is it going to cost me?
I asked cautiously.
How can you think such a thing?
Tom asked indignantly.
You know I'm very sharp when it comes to judging puppies. I just don't want my own brother to get stung.
You mean you'll do it for nothing?
I asked, unable to believe my ears.
Of course, J.D., he said.
But we'll have to wait until Lady is in heat.
What's heat?
I asked.
A female dog can have pups twice a year, Tom said. And that time of the year is when she is in heat.
How do you know when it happens?
I asked.
For one thing, the female dog will start acting kind of silly every time it sees a male dog, he answered. And when in heat, the female dog gives off a peculiar odor. When the male dog smells his odor, he knows the female dog wants to mate.
It's a deal, I said. And remember, you said there would be no charge.
A few days later, during breakfast, Tom and Sven told Papa they were going to take me down to the river and teach me how to swim that afternoon. I was so excited that I thought the morning would never end. And then after lunch, we had to wait an hour before we could go swimming, knowing if we went any sooner, we might get cramps. We ran into Frank and Alan Jensen on our way to the river. They had Lady with them. Frank was Tom's age, and his brother was the same age as Sven. They were blonde kids with hair that was almost white. Shocks of it protruded from beneath their caps like bangs over their foreheads.
Lady is in heat now, Alan said. How about bringing Brownie over to our place tomorrow, and we'll put them in our barn?
We'll be there, Tom said.
You fellows going swimming? Sven asked.
No, Alan said. We're going exploring. Want to come along?
We can't today, Tom said. We promised to teach J.D. how to swim.
We left the Jensen brothers and Lady and continued on to the swimming hole in the river. We stripped naked. There were about a dozen kids already swimming and diving as I followed Tom and Sven to the bank of the river. Sven led me into the river until the water was up to my armpits.
I'm going to hold your chin, J.D., he said. You paddle dog fashion and kick your legs.
I was scared, but felt safe as long as Sven was holding my chin as he took me into deeper water.
Now, keep paddling and kicking,
Sven said as he let go of my chin. My head went underwater. I tried to scream, only to swallow more water. I was sure I was going to drown, and let everybody know it as my head came above the water. Sven grabbed hold of my hair and pulled me into shallow water. He and Tom looked completely disgusted as they led me out of the river. Tom looked at Sven.
Well,
he asked.
I guess it's the only way, Sven said.
My oldest brother grabbed me and picked me up in his arms. I screamed bloody murder and tried to wiggle loose. He held me tight as he carried me up the plank used as a diving board over the deepest part of the swimming hole. I knew this was how almost every kid in town learned to swim, but I wanted no part of it.
Let me go,
I screamed.
I'll drown for sure.
You won't drown, Sven said. You just keep paddling dog fashion with your hands and kicking your legs, and you won't drown. And it won't do you any good to yell for help, J.D., because I'm not going to jump in after you.
Please, let me go,
I begged, more afraid than I'd ever been in my life.
Stop that blubbering, Sven ordered me, or I'll tell Poppy you acted like a coward and disgraced the name of Fitzgerald before all these kids.
I stopped bawling. Sven had given me no other choice. I might as well drown as have him tell Papa I was a coward.
Here you go, J.D.,
Sven yelled as he tossed me from the diving board into the deepest part of the swimming hole. He sounded as if he enjoyed drowning his own brother. I hit the water and went down until my feet touched bottom. I tried to scream and got a belly full of water. I began paddling with my hands and kicking my legs like 60. Then my head came out of the water. I breathed in air.
Attaboy!
I heard Tom yell. I was too interested in saving my own life to pay any attention to him. I was sure I was going to drown before I reached the bank of the river. Then my fingers touched mud. I never knew mud could feel so good as I crawled up the riverbank.